That's not fair. It isn't. Because when you say, oh, you should have known or you should know better, that's not... No. If you've told me before, then I could be like, yeah, I should have known. But you just assuming I should know things is not fair. No, what if I just assumed you should know things too? Yeah, it would start a lot of fights. It would. We can't assume that the other just knows things. Yeah, but like, if you feel a certain way, just say, hey, I feel this, instead of being like, oh, he should just know I feel this. Because I might not. I'm not psychic. Well, I'm sorry, I didn't do that in college. I should have diversified, I should have got a minor in mind reading. I'm not being glib, I'm just being... Listen, I don't want to argue with you. No. I love how you think this is... No, I hate this. I fucking hate this. I don't like arguing with you. I don't like fighting with you. I like when we're, like, on the same page and everything's, like... Yeah. Don't you enjoy when we're just, like, getting along? I want to get back there. Yeah, so let's, like, work together. I don't know why we're on opposite teams here. We have the same goal. Yeah. What's our goal? For us not to be heated at each other. So let's work together. Let's not fight each other. Okay. Alright, before we move forward, I want to just say I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry for someone for snapping a little bit before. And for... I know I had no expectation to know, but I am sorry that I disappointed you and that I wasn't able to pick up on what was going on with you. Yeah, because I feel like I want to be able to, and I'm sorry that I let you down, which is why you're upset. Yeah. I appreciate that. Okay. Of course I forgive you. Yeah. Baby, when I'm angry at you, I'm never permanently angry with you. I'm just annoyed or upset or frustrated with the situation. I'm not, like, your being, you. I'm never angry at you. I love you. Sometimes you do things that are frustrating and will annoy me, but at the end of the day, I don't want anyone else. I mean that. But we have to work on our communication. Mm-hmm. When we feel something, say something. Yeah. I know it's hard. I'm the last person who wants to say how I feel. Yeah, if I'm sad, I don't want to tell anyone I'm sad. If I'm angry, I don't tell anyone I'm angry. I just, you know, I swallow it. I'm just like, you know? But I'm trying to get better. I'm trying to be like, oh, babe, I'm really frustrated about this shit. It's driving me crazy. Or, you know, I'm mad about this. Or this made me sad. Or... Because before this, I didn't have anyone to share my emotions with. And all, like... Who did I tell if I was sad or mad or... No one. I had no one to really... I mean, yeah, but... I'll be honest, guy friends aren't really... We don't really delve into this kind of emotional state about, like, oh, man, today was a hard day. I feel sad about this and this. I wish that was something that was cultivated, but it isn't. So... Just as it is for you. No, but I know. I'm just saying that we're both working on it. We're both working on trying to be more vocally expressive. Yeah. I know. I'm sorry you were so frustrated. I wish I realized you were. Yeah. Well, what can I do to help? No, I'm sorry, baby. I wish I could. What's just something I could do? I mean, besides just being here for you. I know, those kind of situations are terrible. But you're not alone, though. No, you're not alone. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm gonna... Like, I know I can't actually solve the problem, but at least I can be with you and just... You know, you can vent. Just complain about it. Just talk about how shitty it is. Because it is. It is super shitty. Like, if the roles were reversed, oh, man, I would be in such a state. I know, but you didn't, yeah. No, yeah, I know, I get it. But next time, Next time when you're feeling that way, can you vocalize it though? Just so I don't have to guess. That's the thing, is that I don't want to have to guess. Just tell me. Just be like, hey baby, I'm fucking frustrated. I'm annoyed. Nothing's going my way. It feels like the world's falling apart. I'll be like, oh, yeah, let's talk about it. And saying, instead of being grumpy and saying, I don't want to talk. Leave me alone. Yeah. Because that isn't the truth. You did want to talk to me. You just didn't know what to say, and you didn't want to be a burden. You didn't want to be a problem. Right? Yeah. I want to do this forever, baby. No, not the arguing. No. Like you and me. I want to do that forever. I want to do this forever. Yeah. And for us to make it to forever, we have to be really good about talking to each other. Really good about understanding each other. Yeah. Some days are going to be hard, some days are going to be easy, but no matter how hard or how easy the day is, we got to be consistent on one thing. That we love each other. That I love you. That we want to make this work. We're willing to fight for this. I am. No, I know you are too. But it all falls apart if we just can't communicate. No matter how hard we try, it'll all fall apart if we just can't talk to each other. Yeah. You could say that. Yeah, communication is key. Come here. Come on. Yes, you need a hug. Come on. Come here. It's okay. I love you. It's okay. Oh, baby, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay. No tears. Okay. No tears. We're okay. I promise we're okay. We are. No, it's not ruining your makeup. Oh my god. Ugh. You look perfect. Yeah, you do. You're just as beautiful with a full face of makeup as you are with none at all. Yeah, and with it running all over your face, all of it's the same to me, baby. It's just you. That's all I want. I just want you. All of you, the good, the bad, the ugly. Because that's what you get from me. You get all my good, and my bad, and my ugly. For all the good, I know there's bad, and I know there's definitely ugly. No, I know, but you don't see it as that. And I don't see it as that for you either. I don't need to see good. How come I know I love you? I don't see anything else. You want to take a nap? Yeah, you can take a nap. I know. When things are stressful and things got a lot, a nap can really reset your day. Really turn it around. Yeah. Of course. Close your eyes. Come here, you can lay it down on my lap. There you go. Mm-hmm. I might turn on the TV in a little bit once you fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I'll keep it low. I won't wake you up. How long do you want a nap for? Like an hour? We can do that. Yeah. I might fall asleep too. I might set my alarm. Where's my phone? Oh, there it is. Yeah, We'll do an hour. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you wake up, I'll help you tackle it. Well, I know I can't do a lot, but whatever I can do, I want to do, all right? Yeah. It's the least I can do, baby. Now. Close your eyes. Just relax, okay? I know this was stressful. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make a stressful day more stressful for you. All I want to do now is just make it better. I love you too. You have no idea how much. I'm glad you have some idea. Mine. My big. Oh my. I'm all yours. Go to sleep, baby. I'll wake you up.